the glitziest night in agriculture, where roots run deep and the spotlight shines bright. The Agrarian Awards 2025 takes center stage on Saturday, October 18th at the Atlantis Paradise Island Grand Ballroom. And you need to be there. Presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources and the Agricultural Development Organization. Get your tickets now at 8007400 for more information. The Agrarian Awards 2025. Planting with heart.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas invites students from grades 4 to college and university to compete in the Get Money Smart Bahamas video essay competition. Students must produce a 3 to 5 minute video sharing their views on the topic. Artificial intelligence will help boost local Bahamian financial services. Entry deadline is October 31st, 2025. Visit GetMoneySmartBahamas.com or check out GetMoneySmart242 on social media for more info.
In uncertain times, resilience is everything. That's why CFAL is inviting you to the financial services event of the year, the 2025 CFAL Pension and Economic Conference. It all happens Thursday, October 16th at 8 a.m. at the Grand Hyatt Bahamar Convention Center. Under the theme Resilience in the Face of Global Uncertainty, this half-day conference is your chance to gain powerful insights on navigating today's shifting global economy. This is the premier networking and knowledge sharing event of the year, and you cannot afford to miss it. So secure your spot today at www.cfal.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on Guardian Tom and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Lord be a boat, I feel like I by the dock.
The road all flooded up. The road all flooded up. The road all flooded up. When you go inside, find what? The road all flooded up. Yeah. You need a cool ship to try and come pick everybody up. Yeah.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 30th of September, 2025, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green. But more importantly, obviously, the all clear has been declared because Solo Maid done put the track down on the radio for us. That is the official sign. It's not the official sign that we have the all clear, but that's the cultural sign. That's the cultural sign that we have the all clear. This morning, I'm opening up the lines to people who want to call in and share about their experience, how the storm impacted them. I open it up the line if you have been sort of displaced or distant or separated from your family because of the storm. I know people saying the storm wasn't a big deal, but trust me, it's a big deal. Call the show. You know, say who you're looking for, put a word out, and then hopefully the word will spread. Imelda was something else. Many of us fared well through the storm. I see some people still asking, well, where the hurricane is, what happened, where the weather is. And unfortunately, many, many more of us have experienced tragedy, extreme loss. I estimate millions and millions in property damage caused by Imelda and primarily flooding associated with the storm. So we're opening up the phone lines this morning, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. I had an experience in Guyana, December 2014. I went to a regional conference. We stayed at a hotel on the coast. It was a very nice hotel. It was so nice. I mean, it was a very nice hotel. I had some back issues, and every night I would make up my bed on the floor of the room that I was in. Until one day, housekeeping came and said, hey, I wanted to tell you, don't sleep on the floor, right? Sometimes we get flooding in this area, and it just causes a lot of bugs, right? So you may run the risk of getting bitten by something sleeping on the floor. So I quickly straightened up, got back on the bed, but one of the staff at the hotel, working like in the restaurant, a group of us were chatting with the waitress, the barmaid, and we're talking about the weather that we had just experienced. And she told us when she woke up that morning, swung her legs off her bed, the water came up to her calf, right, mid lower leg, and she knew as soon as she put her feet to work. Right? I said, what you mean? Like, the company won't give you time off to deal with the flood? She said, no. She said, you know, the employment situation so desperate that she's not going to run the risk of losing this job. And she's going to deal with the water when she gets home, or the people in the household who are still there will deal with it. And I know yesterday, for the first time, many people, some people they've experienced this over and over again, they had that dilemma. Do I go to work and keep this job, or do I stay home and try and figure out how I can keep this house? Right? This is one of those, right? This is one of those things that the individual person or the individual household cannot solve all on their own. This is a problem that requires a structural reform, and it requires a collective national effort. And that the government, businesses, the civil society must come together to devise strategies to eradicate the risk, or to mitigate the risk, or to respond to the threat. We live in a hurricane zone. We are smack dab in the middle of the ocean. We're just islands. We must be prepared for water. So anyway, we're going to go through the papers today. Again, we're opening up the phone line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. As we produce, as you prep that caller, we also got some other stories on the deck. BTVI becomes first COE-accredited institution in region. This is a great education story. We also have government launches DigiLearn program. Then we've got Bahamian surveyors expelled from global body over unpaid fees. Inmate sentenced or inmate jailed for 15 months longer after drone delivers phone. And a couple more stories. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, you can't tell the ministry works, right? If they my fixing the rule, deep as hell, right?
Yeah.
By Coral Harbor, right, before you reach budget.
So on Coral Harbor Road?
Yes, on Coral Harbor Road, you will see a deep hole, extremely deep. I dropped in it this morning, and I'm 75% sure they're getting the bill from Mercedes-Benz.
I got you. Well, you know what to do. Document them. You go to your mechanic and you document the energy, I mean the damage to the vehicle. Find a lawyer to tell you how to best prepare your application to the government for compensation. All right?
Mom, you won't believe it. I just passed it. A car in the hole. He ain't making a noise.
A vehicle stuck in the hole for real?
My vehicle stuck in the hole. It's a civil vehicle.
Take a picture. Try to, you know, protect their privacy. Don't get the license plate. Don't get their face. Take a picture so people could see, right? So the powers that be can no longer ignore. See, they can say, oh, I didn't see it. I didn't know, right? In fact, I'd love if somebody could text 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96 with the, good morning, Mr. Neary. How are you?
I'm here, man. How you doing?
Good, thank you. You remember the pothole hotline?
I thought about it while you speak and said, yeah. I wonder if it's still in existence.
Could somebody text the details for the pothole hotline to 422-4796 if they are, in fact, still operational?
One more thing before I go, right?
Yes, sir.
We plan on closing out most of the Chinese stores for doing liquor, right? You know the ingredients down. Anyway,
that's what I was saying.
We can't ask the Chinese to donate us some drainage systems and some new roads.
Okay, see, there's two separate... Okay.
Two separate entities. But yeah. I appreciate the question, though.
All right. So, first of all, we don't know what the government is going to do. We don't know how they're going to determine which liquor stores stay and which don't.
And they're not targeting a specific grouping.
Right.
They have a definition of what issues they're targeting.
Right.
Not a grouping.
They're not targeting any ethnic group. Because remember, you got to be a Bahamian to own a liquor store here, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are Bahamians of Chinese ethnicity. They are Bahamians, though, right? So let's be mindful how we talk about it, because these are other people and other Bahamians involved. But also, for a technical point,
mm-hmm.
you are lobbying for a specific position. You got to be technical and use the correct language. Otherwise, the people you lobby in will continue to obfuscate and pretend like they don't know what you mean. You know what I'm saying?
But
the second point.
Second point, please.
So the second point is you can lobby the Bahamian Chinese Association,
mm-hmm.
right, to support the government or constituencies, structure issues, or you could ask the government of China and its representatives in the country.
Two separate entities.
But if you ask the government of China, technically, they don't talk to ordinary citizens, right? You have to go to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs with a proposal and ask the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to put forward that proposal, right? A third option is you can go online and you can research grants. Are there any grants available from the Chinese government for civil society organizations to provide strategies for community infrastructural needs, right? So that's three different ways yeah. you could approach the situation.
And the Chinese, Bahamian Chinese Association is active. They tend to do a lot of civil work, community work in the community. They give back a lot of food. Right. I know there's a lot of food.
And support, definitely support to the disabled community.
Yes, yes.
And to the, I think, remember when they donated the TVs? Yeah. I'm not sure if they donated TVs to the children's home, mm-hmm. but they are
active.
Benevolent.
Yeah, they're active.
Yeah, man. And again, let's remember, Bahamians of Chinese ethnicity, they are still Bahamians. There's a text, Aaron, since D.W. Davis or road traffic won't answer their phones this morning, I'm guessing they're still on holiday. Well, government schools are still closed.
No, some of them are open.
Some government schools in New Providence?
Yeah, give me a time and I'll give it to you all shortly right. to read.
So, because I saw a notice last night indicating that government schools would be closed today. Staff, right? The text goes on, I would like both to explain why crossing guards wearing road traffic vests are allowing parents to park on the side of the road as opposed to enter the schoolyard to drop their children off, forcing cars to stop for these kids. I thought crossing guards were for kids walking to school and not lazy parents. Okay, so here's the thing. You presuming that these parents listen to authority? Yeah? Let's not speculate. Now, they may be wearing road traffic vests, but I don't know of an official vest assigned to road traffic officers. So I'm not sure what that means. But I'm sure that the security, let's prep the next call. I'm sure the security guards are also frustrated with the situation, but their job is to help kids cross the road, right? So technically it doesn't matter if their parents park in illegally. The guard's job is to ensure that that kid crosses the roadway safely to get to school. We should also address the behavior of parents. Caller, I'm coming to you right now. You've been there for 3 seconds. I'm so sorry. Please call back. Here is Ministry of Works hotline, 376-0936. 376-0936. It was sent to me as a MOW hotline. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Caller, ready you, of course, and...
Hold on, Yuri, and I have joining me in studio Mr. LeBron Minnis. Good morning, LeBron.
How are you, Mr. Minnis?
He said, how are you?
I'm okay.
He had on his other headphones.
My main reason for calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't dig Bahamians begging for the Bahamas. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, growing up,
mm-hmm.
I sold Tribune, I sold Guardian,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I shined shoe.
Mm-hmm.
When I was old enough to work,
mm-hmm.
I went to work. Okay?
Wow.
I don't
okay.
believe in begging and having people begging for us. The persons who beg for us, they are lousy. Find something to do, man, for us.
I get
for
you.
Yourself. But don't beg for the Bahamas. Don't beg. Don't make us to be a people of begging.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true.
I mean, at the technical level, the question is our government's foreign policy engagement rooted in a culture of patronage, right? Like we are just asking for things, or is it rooted in real strategy and was transactional, of a transactional nature, where we're not begging for things? We are prepared to trade what is of value to us or what we can create with other partners for what we need. So here is the press release issued yesterday, and if you pick up the Nassau Guardian, you'll also see the article, 14 public schools will remain closed due to flooding concerns.
Due to flooding concerns, yeah.
Yeah. You heard that in the news break this morning?
I'm reading it up right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
You notice that he's saying he's reading it up right now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more tickled like that. That's LeBron. I'm not sure if everyone listening audience is aware that LeBron is blind, right? And as we speak and are talking on the show, he's now reading the news. And I said, what do you mean reading? You can't see. He is reading. What you doing?
Mm-mm. I have... Okay, so... Let me make myself clear here. Last week when I came on, I didn't bring my artillery, but today I brought my whole arsenal. So I have my computer, which has a pair of headphones, and I listen to articles and all of that on that.
Okay.
Okay. So I could read something out to you guys right now.
No. You gotta stay focused.
Well, I got you.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
The amazement of this, you know, it's amazing.
Right. And with the applicable tools and resources, differently abled people can participate fully in the working world, in the social world, in the political world, in the cultural world. All things are possible with technology, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to read this statement from the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training. Re-update number 3, reopening of public schools following Tropical Storm Imelda. Following the remarks of the PM regarding the reopening of schools, the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training wishes to advise that due to flooding concerns, additional schools in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Abaco will remain closed on Tuesday, include Carlton Francis Primary, Cleveland Enias Primary, Sadie Curtis Primary, Claridge Primary, Sandlands Primary, Judith P. Thompson Primary, Buttonwood Preschool, Coconut Grove Preschool, Early Childhood Development Center, E.P. Roberts Primary, Gerald Cash Primary, Stephen Dillard Primary, Sybil Strawn Primary, Woodcock Primary, Uriah McPhee Primary, and L.W. Young Junior High School. Additionally, the all clear for the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama has not yet been issued by the Department of Met. But this is yesterday's notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's troubling about this, Mr. Nuri, is they're primarily primary schools
mm-hmm.
and for very small kids,
mm-hmm.
which means that these kids don't have the capacity to take care of themselves
mm-hmm.
if they are left at home while parents have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
The fortunate and the unfortunate is that many parents are at home trying to
maneuver
and get their houses dry, get the water out, figure out when the water is going to subside. Many people got to figure out what they're going to do with their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we need now to understand where can people find certified electricians, right? Where can people find contractors to do basic inspections, right, to determine, hey, do I have to put, I got to pull all this drywall out of my house?
Mm.
You know, you serious? Then where are the dumpsters? We know that we're going to have a lot of renovations and home construction. Do we have sufficient numbers of dumpsters available to prevent a public health mounds and piles of moldy and damp materials sitting outside a home waiting to be collected, right? Then do we have enough mechanics?
Hmm.
The water damage to these vehicles, do people have flood insurance for their vehicles? Is it available in country? And then what do we do with all the cars? Right? Like right now we need 3 salvage operators who have enough space to break down these, not total, but what would you call them? They're not total, but they destroyed. Go on, LeBron.
Wrecked vehicles?
Well, wrecked by water, wrecked vehicles, right? Yeah. We have to break them down. Can we ship them out in time? Can we ship them out? Where do we store them while we're waiting for them to be shipped? You know, how does this impact people's budget going into Christmas? Despite it being what people call a milestone, it was definitely lots of impact, lots of damage. So minimal damage reported in Grand Bahama, Abaco, and Andrus in the wake of Tropical Storm Imelda, again in the Nassau Tribune. As it made its way through the northern Bahamas on Monday, Tropical Storm Imelda dumped more than 6 inches of rain in some entire communities on several islands. On Abaco, where the echoes of 2019's devastating Hurricane Dorian still reverberate, communities generally fared well through the storm. Though some low-lying areas on mainland Abaco flooded, Roscoe Thompson, Council of the Central Abaco District and chairman of the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township, said the water was already receding. He said a high tide exacerbated the issue. We go to page 5. Exacerbated the issue. That's my bad, guys. He said a high tide exacerbated the issue in some communities. Some carried grocery bags filled with belongings. Law enforcement officials and tow truck operators came to the rescue, transporting some individuals through the high water. Though the all clear came early in the day, authorities warned residents against moving around due to extreme flooding throughout the island as a result of an excessive amount of rainfall. Mr. Neary, I saw something troubling online. But first, LeBron, did you have flooding in your area?
Our driveway, but we were on the hill, so we didn't get affected.
You weren't affected?
But our driveway near the road was a river.
And your neighbors, were your neighbors generally unaffected?
I'm pretty sure that they were fine.
All right. So you weren't one of these young people outside in the floodwater diving for coins?
Mm-mm.
Good stuff, good stuff. I see a lot of people, you know, with nostalgia, looking at the images. Oh, when this was so much fun. But I think we're here to remind you that no, we cannot nostalgize this. This is a public health and safety issue.
It's actually pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Are we approaching it as a public health and safety issue, though? It just seems like, oh, it's flooding. We can pump this water out. Just relax. Just stay calm. We got this rectified. I'm not sure if this is a emergency response, right? There are a number of people said their politicians haven't arrived as yet. They haven't seen anyone with any water pumps. And then there are people saying, but wait, the people pumping out of place. It's not urgent that you get your yard pumped now. And no one is speaking about that.
No, it's urgent that you get your yard pumped now, but we understand that there are not sufficient resources for everybody to get the yard pumped now.
Yes. So meanwhile, they have kids diving into the pond because it's not emergency. Parents got to go. And kids do what kids do.
Yeah, no. No. Kids are playing in submerging themselves in water that is possibly contaminated with fecal matter.
And people are walking through the water that is contaminated fecal matter to go to work.
Yeah. This is a problem. This was yesterday I talked about. It says 2025. Why don't we have rubber boots here the way that we have guns? Like everywhere you turn, you see one. Mm-hmm. Why isn't it the same thing for water boots and ponchos, right? But no, this is a public health and safety risk, potentially a crisis, understanding this is a low-lying island, the water table is high, and cesspits sit above the water table, right, or within the water table. And with this type of flooding, it is highly likely that the water that you see in the road is contaminated with other things, including fecal matter.
But the screen, it goes deeper than that, though. Like, if you have houses that get water in them, those some houses their electric work
Yeah.
Maybe faulty or whatever the case is. That's a whole different story because you could get people electrocuted from that water.
No, absolutely. I was looking for an electrician that would be able to come on and tell us about the procedure required to have your power restored after extensive flooding, right? So yesterday, Bahamas Power and Light put out a flood notice. I'm going to pull it up right now to read to the public. It starts, to our valued customers, due to major flooding in homes and businesses, power supply in the affected areas has been shut down to prevent potential safety hazards. Restoration efforts will resume once assessments and approvals have been given by the Ministry of Works. Mm. BPL, and the flyer itself reads, BPL, that electricity supply to several areas has been interrupted due to excessive flooding. In all affected cases, particularly where floodwaters have entered homes and submerged electrical outlets, like you referenced, LeBron, it is essential that properties are thoroughly inspected before power is restored. Mm-hmm. So I wanted an electrician to tell us what it mean. What does thoroughly inspected mean? It continues, residents in flood-affected areas are urged to ensure that their main switches or breakers are turned off.
Interesting.
Once floodwaters have receded, the Ministry of Works will conduct detailed inspections of all impacted homes following successful inspections and confirmation that it is safe to proceed.
But hold on a second. You're telling me that this thing is in... this thing here is advising civilians to make sure that their breakers and stuff are turned completely off, but the average person may not even know what that is.
Well, this is it.
Well, they shouldn't be turning on electricity.
Well, this is why I'm looking for a certified electrician with the general public, right? The statement continues, the Ministry of Works will conduct detailed inspections of all impacted homes following successful inspections and confirmation that it is safe to proceed. BPL will begin the process of restoring electricity to affected customers.
Which areas is it saying?
This notice did not include the list of areas, that specific notice, but let's go to their WhatsApp channel.
So I assume if your light is off, you're more likely that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
On their WhatsApp channel, let's go right down to the bottom. It's an Abaco comprehensive restoration update on the WhatsApp channel. Abaco, they on it. Just y'all feel rest assured, if you ain't on the WhatsApp channel, get on the WhatsApp channel. But no, maybe on the Facebook website I could find it. But they haven't listed on that specific statement.
Okay. But the long and short, if your electricity is off,
mm-hmm.
more likely your area has been compromised.
Right.
And so instead of being angst, know that due diligence is being happening now,
mm-hmm.
that your electricity is off for a reason.
But the first things first, if you are not certain that your main switch is off, then, and you don't know how to do that, go to your neighbor.
Ask for help.
Yeah. Or call 919, said that the numbers were down.
Yeah.
But I would call fire services. And, right, because that's who you're going to call if the fire breaks out.
This is where community chats come in place, right?
Where
people can help each other.
Right. What does a breaker box look like? How do I know which switch is the main switch?
And there's old houses and new houses.
Right.
The new houses doesn't have a breaker box per se with a main switch.
Right.
Just turn off individual breakers.
Just turn off everything. Breakers,
yeah.
Right?
But the old houses have a main
breaker switch.
Yeah. Yeah. So like my thing outside, I get a main switch.
Yeah.
Turn it off like Frankenstein. Frankenstein was the monster. He didn't turn
that's
it off.
That's too late. Yeah, they're thinking about that. Go ahead.
Mary Shelley. But that's important, right? Let's go to the caller, producer. Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience, caller.
Yes, how are you doing to each of you in the studio, Sialan Johnson?
Hi, morning.
This can be some information based on what we've experienced on Grand Bahama a number of times and on Abaco with water intrusion into the home.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, the power company disconnect all of the homes in the affected area
mm-hmm.
From the pole just to stop people from reconnecting it at the meter
mm-hmm.
because those within the walls and within those outlets and other things, you may have water intrusion that could cause electrocution or fire.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what you have to do is you have to hire an electrician who will then certify that your home is ready for reconnect, for which then the power company will come by, or BP, another power company, the Ministry of Works, will come by, just like how you connecting power for the first time or renovating a home, to verify that the home is wired correctly.
Now, Alan, how do residents in Grand Bahama identify certified electricians? Like, do y'all have a Department of Labor website page that lists all the certified electricians?
Well, most of us know electricians who are licensed by the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who does the inspection for the government.
Okay.
On behalf of the government that meets the code. I don't know exactly what they do it in Abaco, but generally speaking, they would have to have a license with government, mm-hmm. and Ministry of Works would have a list of people who are licensed or recognized by them
mm-hmm.
as licensed. So the main place to start with would be Ministry of Works.
All right.
But when you consider the hundreds if not thousands of homes in New Providence, it's going to be a lot of people without energy for weeks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do we have certified or licensed electricians, right? Then do people know how to find them?
That's the problem they would have. Because even on Grand Bahama, when you had electricians, it's almost like they were able to charge premium prices during right immediately afterwards to get preferential attention. Because in most of the homes, if the wire is wet, you just can't replace the outlet. You actually have to pull new wires.
Mm-hmm.
The question then becomes, can these individuals who don't have insurance bear the cost of having their homes rewired?
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's a task that's ahead, and I think somehow DRM has to step up to the plate. Step up to the plate. There has to be an area-by-area assessment
mm-hmm.
of the needs of those particular areas in which homes in particular was impacted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the BPL is going to go by and look to see which houses were. They're going to assume that all houses that met that water threshold was impacted, and as such, they will just redline the entire area.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be up to those individuals to certify that they are not impacted or that.
Yeah, they've eradicated the threat or the risk.
The threat, yeah.
Now, Alan, I got another caller. I want to thank you so very, very much.
Yeah, but just let me just end this, not even 10 seconds.
Yeah, man.
What they have to now worry about is mold and mildews behind those walls,
mm-hmm.
and they become a huge health issue even unto death. Black mold and other different things. I'll call back maybe tomorrow or something, or maybe in the next hour, to explain what we did on Grand Bahama.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We got to organize a show.
Wow, that is so
clearly
true.
The problem is bigger than we thought.
Mm.
I think we need to have a show based just on that, the recovery.
Yeah.
Like I said, the DRM had like come out of the corral galloping.
Yeah.
Now it's post the storm, and now it's like silent. We're not sure what has happened. We saw a limited response by individual politicians and advocates out there, right, pumping or whatever it is. But no one giving a narrative about the water. No one giving the still water. No one giving a narrative about electricity.
Yeah.
And that conversation needs to be had so we can now protect ourselves and give information to the communities.
Without a doubt. Good morning, caller.
Your name is Chris.
Morning.
Check out the YouTube and ChatGPT. There was a certified electrician nowadays.
Yeah, thank God you need that piece of paper, though. Thank you. Don't let YouTube fool you, because YouTube ain't going to jail for negligence or recklessness in case of loss of life. Don't let YouTube fool you. Alan, I want to, again, thank you very much. Mr. Newry, there's massive issues. And so the question is, do we have the structure and the strategy in place, right? DRM is disaster recovery, and we typically think tornado, hurricane, massive wildfire, right? But there's also a sort of a community level and individual level recovery plan that people need help with. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri, and to the young gentleman.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, the reason for them having that protocol as it relates to the electrical is what happens is, I used to talk about the breaker panel, and given the fact that I've heard the Minister Keith Bell saying that some residents, there was about 4 to 5 feet of water, it's unbelievable for me. It's really ridiculous. I couldn't even believe that. So what happens is the meter box, you're talking about the master switch would be the switch that comes from the pole, which is the service mast, and mm-hmm. goes into the master switch, goes into the meter, and then to the distribution panel. So if you cut off the breaker, hold on, this is for safety, a licensed electrician will call. I don't have a license. I didn't take the test, but I went to BDBI, and I worked with three-phase licensed electricians. Anyone can call and challenge what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, if the water is that high, that means that maybe some master switches have been breached. So you want to kill the master switch.
Mm-hmm.
So even when when you kill the master switch, you must bear in mind that the power is still live from BEC. You see me?
Mm-hmm.
So BEC have to come and remove the wire from the service mast. Because then what happens is the wire is still live at the top of the master switch. But when you pull the switch down, everything is disconnected past the top of the switch, the input and the output. And so then, by you telling someone to turn up the breaker, that still creates a haphazard condition. And so the protocol would be a three-phase or single-phase electrician would come in with something they call a mega. And they would do a resistance check for the integrity of the installation for the whole household as the wires, the insulation of the wires for the safety. And so what happens is WD will get rid of moisture. But if they doing that for safety reasons, because somebody who's not familiar with electricity, they might go and bother with switches and receptacles with their hand being moist, keys or wearing a big gold chain or standing in a little bit of water and whatever, wait. So that is a safety protocol and that is warranted. But to say then they would determine if the house needs to be rewired, because the mega would show the mm-hmm. continuity or if there's any contacts or short without the actual current being on.
I got you. You don't need the current on for that test.
Yes. I just want to draw something else that calls for Freedom of the Information Act, in which they were talking about the Chinese restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. I'm concerned that, well, I don't eat meat anyhow, but my favorite Chinese restaurant, where I go get the vegetable fried rice around the corner from your Guardian, right? They shut them down, and so I've eaten from them. I've never gotten sick. But the fact that in the post on social media or whatever, they said that there was a lot of breaches within the kitchen as far as sanitation, but they also said that there were animals found on the compound. So I thought it was disingenuous not to say in relation to zoonotic diseases. I thought they should have expounded on that much more, because people need, what you mean you find animals on the compound? You need to say how and what, given the fact that zoonosis exists.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm disrespecting the people and be fought with information. What do you mean animals on the compound? We need to know. I don't eat meat anyhow. That's for them who love meat. Give thanks.
Yeah, what an interesting way to craft. What is the rationale? What's the point of mentioning the animals on the compound? But, you know, let us engage. Just be mindful and engage in conversations that focus strictly on solutions. And don't encourage people to practice bigotry or prejudice. But I appreciate the point that you're making. Why reference it? Yes, LeBron, and then let's prep the next caller.
Shift gears back to the electricity situation. Mm-hmm. On so we talked about houses and how water can, you know, mm-hmm. interact with that and the electricity in there. So what about now, take it to the streets? The lamp poles and stuff like that. How are they affected?
Thank you, LeBron. I can get to that in a second. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Good morning to your guests.
The impact on morning. Public infrastructure.
Okay, there's a list of names who are certified by BBL.
Okay, how do I find that list?
Well, I know they used to put it in the paper, and BBL have it. You know, they have who all could sign off on.
Okay, so a resident, a customer can call BPL and ask them to access the list of certified...
Single phase, three phase, and engineer.
Oh, awesome.
And
okay.
Then also, you know, they have the breaker. Now, the breaker says something happened inside the house, and you have to cut that breaker off. Sometimes they'll send over surge in the breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when come to the main switch, Once you kill that from going inside the house, you good. Everything be okay.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
You know.
So I got you.
That's how they get. They have a list of all electricians who they have certified to sign off for electrical work.
Absolutely. But I don't believe that they are authorizing homes to be built without a main switch, external main switch. They have to, all the houses have to have an external main switch, eh? Yeah, man. Good stuff. Okay, LeBron, a few words before we go to the break.
Yeah, that was a good call just now, though. That was a good call.
Yeah, thank you very much,
nice caller. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for the information. Yeah. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, I got text. I'm going to read through the text. And,
Mrs. Green.
Yes, sir.
The lamp pole situation?
Yeah, we can get to the impact on public infrastructure as well.
Okay, nice.
Absolutely. You guys stay tuned. We're on the clock. LeBron got me on the clock.
Catch after the break.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Get ready to swing for a Rebuilding Villages charity golf tournament brought to you by Cleft of the Rock Foundation in proud partnership with the Bahamar Foundation. Join us on Sunday, October 5th at the world-class Royal Blue Golf Course at Bahamar in Nassau, the Bahamas, for a day of championship golf, community, and impact. This isn't just another tournament. It's a chance to change lives. Every putt, every drive, every swing supports programs like Parenting on Purpose and Disciplines for Life, empowering families across the Bahamas with education, awareness, and hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event, the 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, October 5th. To register or learn more, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollars save the day.
Experience the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Now, LeBron, we're going to talk about impact on public infrastructure without a doubt. I got this text just before the break. Erin, the pothole team's number is 557-3227. That's 557-3227. Also, 919 is in Down. They said the lines were crossed between Nassau and Grand Bahama. So if you called from Nassau, you could get emergency services in Grand Bahama. Texas says, I just like our third world country. One day we can talk about what third world means, because I don't know if we even have the oomph to be a third world country. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron Asminster works to call your show with an update about flood water pumping on St. Albans Drive off West Bay Street. Properties that share boundary lines with that long outdated aqueduct once used by Seafloor Aquarium are overwhelmed by flooding from it. The water is spilled is knee deep and in houses up to electrical outlets. Is Ministry of Works working 24/7, or was yesterday's appearance at Saunders Beach for news cameras footage of Papal Track? And tell me where you're going to put the hospital again? In that sort of general area, I asked the question, would it be possible to capture and purify this water for use in the hospital? Here's another text. Fort Charlotte, the again abandoned constituency. This deja vu experience is with Alfred Stairs instead of Dr. Rollins, but absent is absent. The PLP party is the common denominator and should be concerned. If that party is serious about retaining the seat, it should immediately appoint someone to be the face and voice for this community at MOW until flooding is remedied. Here is another text. Good morning. Every road in Nassau have potholes. We need Ministry of Works to hit the ground running, and not with your cold patch team.
No comment.
Certain businesses should be reserved for Bahamians, and liquor is one of them. I think liquor is, right, limited to Bahamians. But you cannot tell a Bahamian of Chinese ethnicity or a Bahamian of black ethnicity, African ethnicity can do. At the same time, you can't tell Bahamians of African ethnicity that they can't do things that Bahamians of Greek ethnicity or Chinese ethnicity can do. You can't do that either, right? We have to find this balance. Hi, Aaron. Some schools not mentioned still don't have school today. My granddaughter went to her school today but had to come back home. I guess some teachers' homes are flooded even though some schools are not. So I'm telling you, there's so much that has to be coordinated immediately, right, in the post-storm fallout. Good morning, Aaron, and your panel. I am convinced that some of these hotlines are just the catfish to catfish the people just so they can quote-unquote say they have something out there, but they don't answer them. My power was off for over 12 hours yesterday. You think BPL ever answered that hotline number? Not even an automated message came up. Another text. After enduring a relentless barrage of hurricanes over the past 25 years, which battered homes and left a trail of devastation in their wake, and facing an economy that has stagnated in parallels, the only remnants left to suffer the wrath of nature in Grand Bahama and Abaco are our weathered old tarps. These frayed coverings stand as a poignant testament to both the resilience and the struggles of our communities, faded and tattered, yet still clinging to their purpose amidst the ruins. What we need is leadership that won't market what we are doing well and bouncing back. Please don't go wait for government. That was so beautifully written. Sorry, LeBron, don't mind me. Go on.
That was a good text just now.
It was a good one.
Oh,
eh?
My goodness.
Articulate.
They could not have said any better.
Yeah. Let's go to another one. There's lots of texts. Good morning, Aaron and Nuri. Ministry of Works posted emergency numbers if you needed assistance with pumping. I rang all the numbers early yesterday morning, sent text messages to the listed WhatsApp numbers, and I received no reply up to now. Additionally, I rang a private pumping company 3 times. Each time they told me they would ring me back to get my location. I'm still waiting for that call. The text says, Fox for Fox Hill. Another text, Miss Green, that last caller didn't bear in mind that the water levels are at various heights. This BPL cuts the power. The power, the input to master switch is always there. Only BPL can kill the power at the input. Some master switches can be lower than 5 feet, bear in mind. Well, I think that's why BPL say, look, we're turning the power off. The power is off to the whole area, right, until we have confirmed that all of the houses have been inspected. This is going to be a massive task, and it's going to require great coordination to deal with it and to get people. We get people with health risks. We get people who need to take medication that have to have their medication stored in a particular way. LeBron?
Well, we talked about pothole situation.
Yeah.
But what about the cesspit situation?
Well, this is we talked about when we were talking about kids swimming in flood water, people walking barefoot in flood water. One of the greatest risks is contamination from fecal matter that is that's contaminated the water supply, the standing water. You got runoff from cars. You've got runoff from garbage bins. You've the potential for dead animals the bushes. To deteriorate and break down in the water. Listen, when I was cracking joke about the former prime minister walking out into the flood water barefoot, right? Y'all tell me I was being ridiculous. Somebody has to set the standard. Somebody have to be the example. You cannot have a prime minister walking into flood water barefoot talking about, oh, back to my childhood. You know why? Because the hospital, you have not ensured that the hospital could take care of people. Imagine if we have a major outbreak due to E. coli contamination or something. How are you going to treat all the people? Anyway, somebody have to use the word crisis soon, right? Because I ain't sure if the insurance companies can use the word crisis. We got plenty talking. We need to determine if we need to lobby globally for flood insurance and different insurance packages. We need to determine if we need to restructure how we build houses and keep all the electrical equipment 5 feet above the ground, right? We got to make some decisions. Do we need to raise foundations by law? Foundations have to be 4 feet off the ground.
Yes, some stilts.
And then there's the question of stilts, hey, and roundhouses and
showing you
all kinds of things. LeBron, me and you, we got work to do. We got to find an architect. We got to find some contractors.
Right.
We got to find some insurance agents.
Right,
we
all of that.
Find some electricians to come and join us and make contributions the way that callers in Texas did today, man. Thank you, LeBron.
My goodness, yeah, that was good.
Thank you, Mr. Newry. I think he out somewhere calling the pumping truck. And thank you to the callers in Texas and, of course, the producer. Producer, I know we out of time, but play that song by Solo Made if you can, please. Solo
Made. Yeah, squeeze that in.
The man you need at the time you need him.
Showing you.
There you go. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM is up next.
I can pack my car cause I don't want no water to mess up my babala. No. I get to ride with someone who got a truck or a little tractor. Yay. Feel to clean the drains before it rains and the drains all clog up. Yay. Touch your car, gonna make it through the water. Now your engine's stalling out.
This is 9FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.